The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Election denialism in states like Arizona could interfere with the 2024 presidential race. Analysts from the National Election Denial Risk Index shows Arizona is among various battleground states that's at a moderate risk of being impacted by election denialism.
Many Trump-backed candidates that supported election denialism in the state lost during last year's midterm elections, but the movement remains strong in parts of the state, such as rural Cochise County. Researcher Brian Hinkle with the Movement Advancement Project says states should be pressed to pass laws to prevent a repeat of 2020 and 2024.
Our report shows that 157 million voters currently live in states that are at least moderate risk of election denial, jeopardizing future elections.
The analysis lists a number of threats produced by election denialism, which include election deniers infiltrating election offices, a disruption of post-election protocol, as well as violence and harassment targeting nonpartisan election officials. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Because of Arizona's slim 2020 margin between Trump and Biden, advocates contend enacting policies to defend the democratic process are all the more crucial. And organizers and movement leaders in Georgia are working to expand Black American reparations beyond financial compensation. The details now in this Yes Magazine, Georgia News Connection collaboration.
They seek to address the historical and ongoing harm caused by things like the transatlantic slave trade, Jim Crow segregation, and voter suppression. Co-founder of Why We Can't Wait Coalition believes this can become a reality through House Resolution 40, a bill that establishes a commission to study and develop reparation proposals. However, the bill is facing resistance at the federal level.
But here we are 33 years later, and the federal government has refused to even set up a study to produce recommendations. And so the stakes are too high to just sit around for a commission. We believe deeply in that investigative work and what it will unearth.
There are growing demands for actions at the federal level and for President Biden to create a commission to study reparations. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Representative Cori Bush, a Missouri Democrat, has proposed a $14 trillion measure to compensate the descendants of slaves. Now for the Sun Sentinel, Lee intensified into a hurricane Wednesday evening with maximum sustained winds at 75 miles an hour. The storm expected to quickly strengthen into an extremely dangerous major hurricane, potential top winds expected as about 150 miles an hour. That would put it at the higher end of a Cat 4 hurricane. This is Public News Service. The lines at hunger relief organizations are longer now that pandemic-related benefits have ended. But folks can help people with grocery supplies during September's Hunger Action Month.
Jason Riggs with New Mexico's Roadrunner Food Bank says the expansion of federal and state complementary food programs kept food insecurity down. But now more people are queuing up for fruits, vegetables, and canned goods. He notes that every New Mexico county has people struggling with hunger.
Many of them facing disabilities. Many of them facing undiagnosed mental health conditions. Many are veterans. Many are just hitting a very bad streak. And it is an entitlement program. This is something we all pay into, with the promise that it will be there when we need it.
Roadrunner has seen an increase in customers after federal expansions to programs such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, ended. I'm Roz Brown.
The average person in New Mexico gets SNAP program benefits for a year and 3 months. Gifts to Roadrunner are doubled dollar for dollar this month, up to $25,000. That's thanks to matching funds from the Abram and Ray Kaplan Foundation. And from Eric Tegadoff, next week, AARP Idaho is holding a town hall on preparing for disasters before they strike.
On Tuesday, the Regional Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator and Idaho Office of Emergency Management Director will discuss some of the potential disasters Idahoans should be prepared for. That includes wildfires, excessive heat, snowstorms, and even earthquakes. State Director of AARP Idaho, Lupe Whistle, says older Idahoans should familiarize themselves with the technology that could help them in a disaster.
Older Idahoans are more vulnerable and susceptible to emergencies. The challenge is accessing the technology and using it beforehand to be prepared as possible if and when disaster strikes.
The town hall will take place 11 a.m. Mountain Time. People can see the live stream on the AARP Idaho Facebook page. The town hall takes place at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Finally, Daniel Smith reminds us Congress allocated billions of dollars in the bipartisan infrastructure law to plug orphaned well sites across the country.
Pennsylvania plans to plug 227 wells. An Ohio River Valley Institute senior researcher, Ted Bettner, suggests the money could help create good paid union jobs, which will create lots of opportunities for workers.
One of them is to incorporate project labor agreements in these contracts. Another one is to ensure that there is apprenticeship utilization requirements.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's our radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.